I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, the University of Memphis basketball non-conference schedule is out. And once again, I mean, you're talking about if you use the net rankings from last year, you've got one, two, we're not counting exhibition games, obviously. One, two, three, four, potentially. Five, six, seven, eight, nine teams in the top 100 on this schedule. And obviously, you know, it could be more. Actually, I think it might be 11. Did I say 10? It might be 11 because, you know, you have Texas Tech there. No, it will be because Texas Tech or Wake Forest were both in the top 100. So, yeah, it will be 11, I believe, in the top 100 this year. I don't know how that stacks up to last year. I'm assuming pretty close. But the only quote-unquote bye games you have are what? SIU, New Orleans, and Alabama State. So three games is all you're getting in terms of bye games, mm-hmm. in terms of gimmies. And the rest of them could be totally – I mean, they're, I don't want to say that you might be, you know, a dog, you know? You're going to be a dog, I would say, at Ole Miss. You're going to be a dog against Purdue. You'll probably be a pick against Wake Forest. And a big dog to Texas Tech, depending on, you know, who wins in that one. We assume it will be Texas Tech winning and be Wake Forest. So a pick there. You'll be pick against Baylor at home?
Hope so.
I mean, slight dog if you're a dog. I mean, I think we can call it a one-point underdog. At Louisville, dog. Vanderbilt, I think, small favorite. At Mississippi State, dog. At Utah State, you'll be a dog. So Memphis will be a dog and probably – I don't know how many of those that ended up coming out to, but like what, five or six games you'll be an underdog in, which is not totally different than last year. If I went through and had to guess, like they were a dog against Mississippi State at home, actually, believe it or not. They were a dog against UConn. I think they ended up flipping to a favorite against Michigan State. They were a dog against Auburn, you know, and there were some other ones in there. So, again, it's kind of the same mission. For Memphis this year, you know, just try to pick off two or three of these, you know, win at Ole Miss, win at Mississippi State, you know, at Utah State will be a better win than people think right now.
Right.
If they can get it, it's going to be tough. February 14th, because you'll have gotten nice and fat and happy in that American play.
Right.
That's kind of the issue.
And Penny will be talking about that, how it'll be. You guys have got to get it in gear.
That's right.
Be a step up, and
that's
you'll
right.
wonder whether or not you have them at that point.
Yeah.
But it'll be critically important because that's going to be your last quality
yes.
you know, opportunity.
Yes, it will.
There will be a lack of them in conference play.
This is actually, I mean, this is a great schedule. I mean, it really is because you're talking about, I mean, throughout this whole thing, you got at Ole Miss, UNLV here is still going to be fun because Josh, Purdue, you know, that whole entire event. Baylor at home, at Louisville, Vanderbilt, at Mississippi State, that four-game stretch. I mean, these are real games. Mm-hmm. These are fun games. And then you go into the wilderness after that. And that's the part that sucks. It's like you just kind of disappear for 2 months. after this, the Bermuda Triangle of college basketball that is the American. But, I mean, you win, what are you trying to do? Win seven games?
Last year went 10-3. Where are they going?
Yeah, so.
Last year was the fourth toughest non-con in the country.
Right. I'll give them San Francisco. I'm going to give them UNLV. I'm going to give them one in Baja Mar. These are wins.
Okay. I was going to say, skipping. You're not going one loss. You're counting up the wins.
I'm counting the wins, yeah. San Francisco here. UNLV here. I'll say Wake Forest, right? That's three. SIU, four. New Orleans, five. Baylor, I'm going to give them at home. That's six. Vandy, I'm going to say seven. Alabama State, eight. I'll give them eight. 8-5 is what I've got them.
I had the number at 8.5.
I think that's a sharp number. I mean, could you win at Ole Miss? Could you win at Mississippi State? You know,
I have those as ills.
And then, the final one then is Utah State. So could you get to 9? I mean, you could. You know, I think 9 is like best case, though. Like last year, I don't know how the hell they won 10 games last year in non-conference. It's amazing.
I feel like, again, with both Ole Miss and Mississippi State both on the road, I feel like 9-4 is best case scenario.
Agreed.
That's what I'm looking at this.
And I'd take 7-6 right now, to be honest. Because, I mean, a lot of these are coin flips. You know, Wake Forest in Baja Mar is going to be a coin flip. Even a team like, Vandy at home. I mean, what the last time they played Vandy here in Memphis, it was like a one possession game at the end, wasn't it? So, and now it's Mark Byington, who's a much better coach than Stackhouse. So that's a coin flip. So there's a lot of coin flip games in here. Baylor's a coin flip. I mean, I had that as a win for Memphis. That may not be a win for Memphis. So I would take 7-6, to be honest with you. And I think the national perception would still be that would be a solid outing above 500 with this schedule. Is there any way to know how good this schedule is yet?
I don't think Ken Pom's got them uploaded yet.
Got it.
That's what we used last year for four. Yeah. So
right.
So not yet.
Well, I don't know.
We should be we should be approaching it. Yeah, most of these schedules are locked in now.
Yeah, I mean, you could kind of just do the math on some level, right, and just look at how many.
Well, I guarantee it's going to be you and a bunch of swag teams again. That's not going to change. Just whether they're top five is the question. Mm-hmm. It's going to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, it looks very similar because, you have some teams, you played teams in the 20s in Clemson and Ole Miss, Michigan State, Auburn, Missouri, beating Missouri ended up being huge for you and them going on to have the season they had. They didn't look like they were the number 19 team at KenPom when you played them. But they ended up being. So that's the other thing you got to have, right, is you got to have teams that kind of overperform relative to the moment so that it ages well. And I think Mims got very lucky in that regard with Missouri. So, yeah, I don't know. You'll kind of have to hope that, like, a UNLV will go on to be a top 60, top 50 type, net team or KenPom team the rest of the way after you beat them. So who knows how that will go.
Can't lose to Josh in his first year. Coming in here. Can't lose it.
It must win?
Oh, that's a must win. That's one of the circled must wins there.
Yeah, so here's the fun part for me. This is going to be the year where I finally take Damo to his first Memphis basketball game. We skipped last year because he wasn't quite ready for that. But he is all in now. He is ready to go. We took Riley to her first game was Houston. All right.
That was a good one.
So, I mean.
One to remember.
Yes. And then she got on the, she got on the Simba cam. It was a legendary moment.
Oh, yeah, never forget.
So this one needs to be, nothing's going to come close to Houston, unfortunately. But if you had your pick, I don't know, like Saturdays, Tuesdays, whatever, but if there was a game on here, which is the one to take Dom to for his first one?
Oh, I think it's probably easier. I'm about to look at what day that falls on, but I think that it's probably easily Baylor. Look, December 6th is going to be a Saturday.
Oh, that's perfect.
So that's the one he's going to be at.
That's going to be the
We've
one.
We've already figured it out for him.
Damo's first Memphis Tiger basketball game.
Let's go ahead and get the tickets.
I will run
that
it
looks
by
like
him.
The one.
I will run it by him to make sure that works with his schedule.
Let me just double check. Yeah, that's a Saturday. That's going to be perfect for you.
Oh, yeah. We'll make it a day.
A nice afternoon game for you.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Although, we'll do a little late bedtime.
Oh, you ain't worried about it, huh?
No.
Okay, good.
He'll love it. He loves it. He's going to want to get on the court. he sees a basketball, bro, and he's just like, pew. And I'm not saying that because I think he's going to be a professional, but it's just like he just loves this. He loves the sport. He's all about it.
That, I mean, that is one heck of a stretch they're starting, because a week later they're at Louisville, then they got the Vandy game you mentioned, then they're at Mississippi State.
That's a tough week.
That's a rough four-game
stretch.
That's
2 weeks, really.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
And those
you'll have a week between that Baylor and Louisville.
That's right.
But that four-game stretch right there, whew.
Yeah.
Because New Orleans and Alabama State are on the opposite ends of it. So you got that four-game stretch is rough.
Dude, you're gonna
tell the tale, right? That'll be your seeding right in there, right?
I mean, because in many ways, yeah. I mean, you're going to see Tony. He's going to be like a cold drink of water, bro, when you see Tony on December 22nd, bro.
Good to see you, brother. Good to see Tony, too. Not in those. Well, I guess these are last year's.
Take this ass woman.
Need him to be above those 300s again.
Yeah. He was 274, yeah.
He did his part last year, maybe in a tournament team.
Yeah, and they won a game. Thanks to Amar Knox.
Who transferred to?
Where'd he go? Some small school.
How?
I know, right? I had him at Memphis. Is he still at Alabama? I thought he transferred. Did he not? Oh, he's at Eastern Kentucky. Yeah.
The man was scoring all over Auburn.
Yeah. I mean, why would you transfer from Alabama State to Eastern Kentucky, though? Like, I don't know. I guess because you can do whatever you want. You can transfer again if you need to.
I just thought the market for him would be, you know.
Right. Shows you that. I'm sure he's making more at Eastern Kentucky than he was
at
Alabama
State.
I'm sure
he is. I mean, I'm happy for him.
But it goes to show you that the climb is not always this drastic. It's not like, oh, it's Alabama State, you know, Missouri. It's Alabama State, Eastern Kentucky. Then if he has another good year, maybe like a team like Missouri or Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, it takes quite a while, that climb. But yeah, it's a good schedule. I don't know if it'll be as good as last year. But, I mean, obviously, like, I give Memphis credit because even though they're not in the players era, you're still playing Purdue in a friggin' neutral site game. I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll get their ass kicked. I hate to say it.
It's a nothing to lose game.
Totally. Which they'll lose. I mean, they might cover, you know.
Come on, Penny, in a nothing to lose game, cover? No problem.
That is 100%. That is so true.
He will have them so fired up.
That is so true.
David versus Goliath.
I got to remember that.
Don't forget that's one we're going to go to. You know, a couple times a year. It will be pulled out for that one.
Yeah, and the problem with Purdue, man, is that they're just so huge. Coffin, Wren, and Clough.
Well, that's why we went out and got all these extra bodies. All these, you know.
Yeah, that's going to – I mean, what do you think that number will be? I mean, 11.5, 12?
I'd be surprised if it's not double digits.
It's got to be double digits for
Again,
sure.
Again, much will depend upon Memphis' start, no? Because it could be much worse
than
what we're initially anticipating.
That's true. I mean,
I mean, just say you didn't have Sincere, although I think a lot of people feel pretty good about that, in that it could be ugly.
I mean, yeah, if Memphis comes out the gate and they're like 1-2 or whatever.
Your man Curtis is, you know, not shooting it as well as you thought he was going to shoot it.
I'm not. That from is the two spot. I mean, let me be clear. That is literally the last of my concerns. I'm not worried about Curtis Givens the third at all.
I'm just saying, when you're starting him at the two.
Yeah,
we
can start him at a lot of places. He's a versatile player.
I know.
I mean, have you heard anything about him in court? Has he gotten in trouble? Nope. We're keeping our head down. We're working.
Oh, man's out here working. He's ready. So this has been his dream.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, dude, I'm a Memphis guy, and I'm so excited to have a Memphis guy back on the team and playing.
And you should hold Thetford in similarly high regard.
I mean, I don't know his dad that. His dad didn't put me in the Power 40, Power 30, whatever it is.
Well, Curtis' dad ain't either.
Oh, he's going to, though. That's already understood.
Wow. This deal's all the way out there on the table, isn't it?
Nah, it's not. I'm just hoping he does. I just want to get the invite to the all-white party. I'll be the DEI hire. That's fine.
I think you can just go to the all white party, bro. It's you're wanting the invite to the 30 for 30.
Is that what it's the power 30?
Sure all white you can go to. Yeah.
Okay.
I call it it's the power 30.
It's the power 30.
I apologize.
Well, if
I think that's been traded.
Is there? I mean, if you just extend it to power 40, I think I can get in. I think if you know, it's going to be tough to find a new crop of 40 every year. So I think I could definitely make that. But
take it up with Curtis.
Look, let me just be clear about this. This is not about that. I really do believe I'm very bullish on him at Memphis. Like you already said, he's bigger than you thought. Coming over from the SEC,
and no question, the SEC weight room.
All these SEC guys, you know, Zach Davis and Curtis Givens. You know, I mean, I like the SEC was the best conference in the history of basketball last year. So you come over. So what? You didn't play that much. I mean, it's very difficult.
Tell them one more time how many turnovers you had against Florida.
I think you had none, right?
Zero.
Against the
never forget
national champ.
I think 11 points or something.
I believe
game.
He had 11 points.
This is not a game.
I think they were leading at half, by the way. I mean, it counts.
I don't know how, because that team was awful.
Yeah, they were. They were up 37-31 at half.
Probably had heard the David and Goliath speech.
Now, we're not going to talk about the second half.
Couldn't. You can't. It was a fire.
Because, yeah, like something went horribly wrong. 48-28 second half.
Well, we know it wasn't Curtis.
No, Curtis had 11-4-3 in 31 minutes. He started. I mean, he was the leading scorer in terms of the starting lineup.
That's legit to me. I'm not playing with that.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. That's a legit game.
I mean, when your best game came against the champ, that to me, dude, you're going from that and Kentucky and Tennessee and Alabama to freaking Rice. it's like it's on easy mode, you know? It's like the sliders get adjusted.
Well, it won't be easy mode first 13, as you said.
No,
or at least 10 of those 13.
But I'm excited. I'm excited about the season. Everybody always asks me, like, what do you think about it? I think it'll be what it always is with Penny. It's going to be a competitive non-conference. They won't ever get embarrassed. They'll play hard. I don't know if I would bet against them being as successful as they were a year ago, just because like that was like beyond anybody's wildest expectations going 10-3. But can they finish 7-6, 8-5? Maybe if they get a little lucky, 9-4. I think that's the range you're talking about.
And if you have an All-American type, it would be Doug.
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah.
If you were just going to have something similar to last season.
I mean, I would love
someone
to be able to say
at that level.
Yeah, because I'd love to be able to say Aaron, but I can't say that because he's never done that.
No, I'm just talking best player in the AAC.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say for sure. Yeah.
Get you kind of in some of that consideration. Probably miss it. I mean, the odds you would have straight AP All Americans or whatever All American probably pretty low. But I'm just saying he would be your pick, right?
I think he would be the pick, but I would also say a guy like Zach Davis could make a case.
It's going to depend on how he's deployed, it feels
Yeah.
like. How he's used.
Yeah.
He could be, it feels like he's going to be a guy that is Mr. Everything, though.
Yeah.
Scorer, rebounder, maybe even a playmaker.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely played on the perimeter last year at South Carolina.
He was telling us he was a point guard, wasn't he?
Yeah. He told us he did everything. And also, he was not going to commit to a second year with you.
Which I was not trying to get out of him, just about his eligibility and having one.
But he's definitely he's a big guard, is really what he is. And so I would say he's definitely got a chance to put up numbers in the American. But before you get to the American, you got to play the non-conference. And that got announced earlier this morning.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.